2021 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Number 1. The intrinsic and organic building up of the Church as a body of Christ. 10th of May to 16th of May. Roman numeral 1. The intrinsic essence of the Church is the divine life which generates the Church. A. The intrinsic essence of the Church is the divine life, the indestructible life, which the process triune God has dispensed into us and is now dispensing into us. This divine life is actually the processed and now dispensing triune God. 1. The divine life generates us by the regenerations of the Spirit in our spirit. The Divine Spirit begets the human spirit, and these two spirits are mingled as one. 2. When we are regenerated, we have made the children of God as the bride of Christ, who is the bridegroom, for his increase as typified by Eve, as a counterpart to Adam. A. Before Eve came into existence, she was a rib of Adam, a part of Adam. According to these revelations, we can say that before the Church came into existence, she was a part of Christ, just as the members of our physical body are part of us. Members of Christ are parts of Christ. B. Just Adam's rib imparted life into Eve to make her Adam counterpart, so Christ's internal, divine, indestructible life imparts life into us to make us his counterpart. B. Christ became the intrinsic essence of the Church through the release of his divine life as a one grain of wheat falling into the ground and dying free for his multiplication. C. Christ became the intrinsic essence of the Church through the impartations of his divine life as a firstborn Son of God in his resurrection. God may have many sons as many brothers of Christ. D. The many brothers of Christ are his many branches grafted into him, the true vine in the universe to bear much fruit for his enlargement in his spreading, so that they might express the triune God as his organism. When the branches of the vine receive a sufficient supply of the life-giving spirit as the life juice of Christ, they bear fruit as the overflow of the inner life supply. E. This organism of the triune God is the organic body of Christ, constituted with his many brothers as the many members of his organic body. Roman numeral 2. We need to see and experience the organic existence of the Church. A. The Church exists in the universe as a one universal Church of God, for his universal expression, the fullness of God. B. The Church is spreading in many localities on the earth as the many local churches to be his local expression. 1. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, Paul puts apostles, who are universal, prophets, and teachers, who are both universal and local, and deacons and elders, who are local, all together. This means that the word Church in this universe implies universal Church and all the local churches. 2. in the eyes of God, the universal church and all the local churches are just the church, the process, and now dispensing triune God is one, and He is the very essence of the church. Therefore, this church, in both its universal and local aspect, is one church. See, when we come back to the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence, we will not talk wrongly about the arrogant teachings that the local churches could be different from one another. All the churches are the unique one organism of the process and dispensing triune God. According to the scriptures, the practical sevenfold oneness is for us to be 1. One in teaching, 2. One in practice, 3. One in thinking, 4. One in speaking, and 5, 6, and 7. One in essence, appearance, and expression. Roman numeral 3. We must continuously exercise our spirit and turn our heart to the Lord in order to stay on the way of life in the reality of the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence. We must walk in the way of life to live by the tree of life, according to the Spirit, not in the way of death to live by the tree of the knowledge of right and wrong, according to the self. B. We stay on the way of life by loving the Lord to the uttermost. To believe in the Lord is to receive Him as life. To love the Lord is to enjoy Him as life. C. The love between us and the Lord depends on our thoughts. 1. In 2 Corinthians 11:2, Paul says that he betrothed us to one husband to present us as a pure virgin to Christ, with a proper love towards Him in order to enjoy Him. Then, in verse 3, Paul tells us that it is possible for our thoughts to be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity towards Christ. 2. The following symptoms of problems with man's thoughts are all hindrance to the enjoyment of Christ as life. A. The first symptoms of problems with man's thoughts is having hardened thoughts. B. The second symptoms of the problem with man's thoughts is being blinded by Satan. C. The third symptoms of problem with man's thoughts is rebellion. D. The fourth symptoms of problems with man's problems is corruption. 3. We should say, O Lord, search my thoughts and rescue my thoughts so that they can focus solely and entirely on You. 4. To enjoy Christ as intrinsic essence of the church, we must have a burning love toward Him by giving Him the first place in all things. D. May we continuously receive the merciful compassions of our God, so that we may remain on our way of life, the line of life, and in the maintenance of life, by enjoying Christ as the tree of life, in the flow of life, for God's building in life by our growth in life. This is for us to remain in the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence. CP1. It is no longer old me who live, but Christ lives in new me. This is the core of God's economy. 1. The intrinsic essence of the church is the divine life, which generates the church. 1 John 1:2. The life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. 5:1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten of God, and everyone who loves him who has begotten loves him, also who has been begotten of him, because he is a dispensing God. He is able to regenerate us, and this regenerating life is the divine life. The divine life is the dispensing God, who is the very essence of the church. We Christians love one another because we have the same essence. It does not matter whether we are American, European, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, white, black, yellow, brown, or red. As long as we are real Christians, we have the loving essence within us. When we turn away from this intrinsic essence to touch other things, we begin to fight one another. In order to solve the problems between Christians, we must come to the intrinsic matters of the church. First, the intrinsic essence. Second, the intrinsic growth. Third, the intrinsic building up. And fourth, the intrinsic fellowship. The intrinsic essence of the church is a divine life that the process triune God has dispensed and is now dispensing into us. The divine life generates us by regenerations of the spirit in our spirit. The divine spirit begets the human spirit. How wonderful it is that these two spirits are mingled as one. 2. When we are regenerated, we are made the children of God as the bride of Christ, who is the bridegroom for his increase, as typified by the Eve as a counterpart to Adam. Genesis 2:22. And Jehovah God built the rib which he had taken from the man into a woman and brought her to a man. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name. 13. For we are begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 3:29-30. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. He must increase, but I must decrease. When we are regenerated, we are made the children of God as the bride of Christ, who is the bridegroom for his increase, as typified by Eve as a counterpart to Adam. Regeneration makes the believers the children of God. Individually, we are children of God, but corporately, we are one entity. The bride of Christ, in the first part of John 3, the Lord Jesus spoke concerning regeneration. Later in the same chapter, John the Baptist referred to the regenerated ones in totality as the one bride of Christ. When the Lord Jesus was put to death, he did not remain in death. He resurrected. In his resurrection, he brought many saved ones with him and brought them forth to become a part of him. When all these parts are put together, they become a bride as his counterpart. Applications to new ones, youth and college students. When you believed and were baptized, you were saved and born with life of God. Because of this life, you have become a child of God, a brother in Christ, a member of the family of God, and a member of the body of Christ. You can boast in the Lord that you have this internal life of God and pray, Hallelujah, I have the internal life of God, the divine life. I was begotten not of the good family, nor of the will of corrupted flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Secondly, you have the responsibility to enjoy and grow this life every day. In order to fulfill your responsibility, you should 1. Pray with the Word of God for every morning revival. 2. Fellowship with the Lord in prayers. 3. Have open and intimate fellowship with the brothers and sisters. 4. Participate in the Lord's table. 5. Crucify the old man so that Christ may live inside. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. While 1-4 is the outward practical practices, 5 is the intrinsic core of God's economy. No matter what you are doing, you must reach the intrinsic experience of it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This is the focus of God's New Testament economy. By doing this, we can grow into Christ, the head and function as a member of the body of Christ, and be coordinated with fellow members. Brother's testimony. Before I got saved, while I was in junior and senior high school, I was troubled by my mental weakness. Now that I think about it, Satan was attacking my nervous nature, and I was intimidating me, bothering me, making me weak. After enrolling into the college and now was saved, when I was in Aikido competitions, not in the match, but a demonstration, I went to the bathroom and prayed the following, O Lord Jesus, I have a nervous nature. Until now, even if I could do in the practice, I either failed or escaped when it came to the real thing. But now you are living in me. I don't think you are nervous. If you are not nervous, then I, who you live in, should not be nervous either. Lord, I am serious. You live in me, and I do all things with me. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Each time after praying like this, there was a new me, completely different from the old me. I was freed from tensions, impatience, and anxiety, and a focused new me. As I realized later, my subjective experience of the indwelling of Christ is the intrinsic core of God's economy. Immediately after such a subjective experience, the power to speak and preach the gospel, the meanings emerged. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, from the time I believed and received the Lord, divine life has begun to live in me. Now I have the responsibility of enjoying this life and letting it grow growing me every day, for that I need to cooperate with the Lord in one, pray, read the Word of God for every morning revival. 2, fellowship with the Lord in prayers. 3, have open and intimate fellowship with the brothers and sisters. 4, participate in the Lord's table. 5, crucifying the old man so that Christ may live in me. May I live out Christ who is living in me. Amen. CP2, living Christ as the true vine, receive the supply of the divine life, love one another, and bear remaining fruit. 1. The many brothers of Christ are his many branches grafted into him, the true vine in the universe, to bear much fruit for his enlargement in his spreading, so that they might express the triune God as his organism. When the branches of the vine receive a sufficient supply of the life-giving Spirit as the life juice of Christ, they bear fruit as the overflow of the inner life supply. John 15:1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. 2. This organism of the triune God is the organic body of Christ, constituted with his many brothers as many members of his organic body. 3. We need to see and experience the organic existence of the Church. The Church exists in the universe as one universal Church of God for his universal expression, the fullness of God. The Church is spreading in many localities on the earth as many local churches to be his local expressions. 4. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, Paul puts apostles, who are universal, prophets and teachers, who are both universal and local, and deacons and elders, who are local, all together. This means that the word church in this verse implies the universal church and all the local churches. 1 Corinthians 12:28. And God has placed some in the church, first apostle, second prophets, third teachers, then works of power, then gifts of healing, helps, administration, various kinds of tongues. 5. In the eyes of God, the universal church and all the local churches are just the church. The process and now dispensing triune God is one, and he is the very essence of the church. Therefore, this church, in both its universal and local aspect, is one church. When we come back to the intrinsic essence of the church, for its organic existence, we will not talk wrongly about the arrogant teachings that the local churches could be different from one another. All the churches are the unique one organism of the process and dispensing triune God. 6. According to the scriptures, the practical sevenfold oneness is for us to be 1. One in teaching, 2. One in practice, 3. One in thinking, 4. One in speaking. Then 5. One in essence. 6. Appearance. And 7. Expression. Ephesians 4:3-6. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in uniting bond of peace, one body and this one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Application to business person, graduate student. Recognize that you are the branch grafted into Christ, the true vine. The emphasis in John 15 is on 1. The vision of the vine and its branches. 2. The branches need to live in the vine. 3. The branches need to love one another. And 4. Bearing fruit, and the fruit should remain. John 15:1. I am the true vine. Footnote. The true vine. The true vine, the Son, with its branches. The believers in the Son is the organism of the triune God in God's economy. This organism grows with his riches and expresses his divine life. 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I said you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Set. We were wild branches, and through faith, we have been grafted into Christ. Here the Lord said that he set us. This fits the thought of grafting. Go forth and bear fruit. The fruit born by going forth in this way does not denote the virtues of the fruit bearer's character, such as the fruit of the Holy Spirit in the believer's living, mentioned in Galatians 5:22-23, but it denotes the believers produced by the fruit bearer. Only the believers that we produce in the Lord are the tangible multiplications of Christ. The true vine in this chapter is related to the multiplication of Christ. Fruit should remain. After we go forth to produce believers in the Lord, we need to care for them. The best way is to set up meetings in their homes to cover and protect them, that they may be cared for by being nourished and taught, and may become the remaining fruit. Living in the branches of the true vine, that is in the body of Christ, to be Christ's increase. 17. These things I command you, that you may love one another. Love one another. This is to love one another in Lord's life, the divine life, in the Lord's love, and his commission of fruit bearing. Life is the source, love is the condition, and fruit bearing is the goal. Business persons and researchers should work diligently in the Lord and have testimony of the Lord in their work. In addition, they should go out regularly to preach the gospel, bring people to salvation, nourish new ones in their home meetings, and bear remaining fruit. In order to keep the oneness of the universal body of Christ, we are to read the same morning nourishment and our brothers and sisters throughout the earth, to eat the same thing and to speak the same thing. And for the reality of the body of Christ, the churches, especially the neighboring churches, should be blended. Of course, there should be blending among the six districts of the church in Kobe. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, I am a branch grafted into Christ, the true vine. The branches live in the vine, receive and enjoy abundant nourishment, and love one another. They become testimony by diligently working in the Lord, at work and in graduate school. In addition, we need to go out regularly to preach the gospel, bring people to salvation, feed new ones at home meetings, and bear remaining fruit. This is the goal of the branches of the vine. Even though I am busy with work, I must bear the remaining fruit. CP3. Turn our heart to the Lord, and for symptoms, hardened thoughts, blindness by darkness, rebellion, corruption will be healed to love the Lord purely. 1. We must continuously exercise our spirit and turn our heart to the Lord in order to stay on the way of life in the reality of the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence. 2 Corinthians 11:2. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thought would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity towards Christ. With regards to being virgins, we must have a proper love toward Him in order to enjoy Him in a proper way. Whenever our love toward Him is not proper, everything is finished. Just as a normal relationship between husband and wife is lost when the wife does not love her husband. A proper relationship does not depend upon the cleverness or capabilities of the wife, but on her love. 2. The first symptoms of problem with man's thought is having hardened thoughts. The second symptom is being blinded by Satan. The third symptom is rebellion, and the fourth symptom is corruption. We should say, O Lord, search my thoughts and rescue my thoughts so that they can focus solely and entirely on you. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshy, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of the strongholds. 5. As we overthrow reasonings and every high thing raising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. We need to be watchful in regards to your love. The love between us and the Lord depends on our thoughts, just as the love between the husband and the wife depends on having proper thoughts about one another. If a wife is not proper in her thoughts concerning her husband, there will be a serious problem. If she has been deceived by her friends or influenced by her relatives, her thoughts about her husband will be corrupted. As a result, her love for her husband will be in trouble. Love is a feeling that is very tender and delicate. According to 2 Corinthians, The first sign of the problem with our thoughts is that we become hardened. When a person has a strong thought concerning something apart from the Lord, his thoughts can become hardened. Once a person is hardened in his thoughts, there will be a veil between him and the Lord, and he will be unable to know the Lord. The second symptom of problems with man's thoughts is being blinded by Satan. A man's thoughts are like his eyes. Everything that comes into a man must first pass through his thoughts. Just as physical sensory must first pass through one's eyes. If our thoughts are blinded by Satan, there will be a veil on our thoughts. It is harder to deal with the veil than with hardened thoughts. Romans 8:6 says that we should set our mind on the Spirit in order for our thoughts to be rescued. Our thoughts must be turned. Our thoughts must be focused. Our thoughts must be purified, and our thoughts must be on the proper track. Applications for the serving ones. You need to be healed from the four symptoms of problems of hardened thoughts: a veil from the darkness, rebellion, and corruptions in your thoughts. If the symptoms of problems in your thought can be healed, you can grow a lot as a business person, as a student, as a housewife, or as a serving one. In global business, while the diligence of the Japanese is highly valued, the stubbornness of the Japanese and their reluctance to accept new things are sometimes regarded as problems. For example, Japan's labor productivity was excellent from 1990 to 1997. Later, in the era of dramatic improvements in labor productivity through the use of IT, Japan is the lowest among developed countries in recent years. Japan was good at making improvements in the field. But since the digital age of IT, it has been extremely slow to respond to it compared to other countries. This is due to the Japanese national character, which makes it difficult for the Japanese to accept new things, does not like change, and respects tradition. Japanese-speaking things should recognize that their old man is stubborn, stereotypical, and prejudiced, and have difficulty accepting change. Then train and exercise your spirit. Open your mind. Set your mind on the Spirit. Confess your shortcomings and fellowship with the Lord. Otherwise, you are likely to fail to participate in renewing of your mind under the divine dispensing. Satan injects the thoughts of darkness into man's thoughts. For example, when it comes to your spouse or service partner, Satan will inject thoughts into your thoughts that make you dislike them. The more you think about them, the darker you become, the more you dislike them, the more you hate them. You should take Christ as your helmet of salvation and reject these injections of Satan, and set the mind on the Spirit and pray. O Lord, thank you. I thank you for my spouse. Thank you, Lord, for my partner in service. They are the beloved saints who helped me. I reject all of Satan's proposals rather than partially rejecting them. Satan's proposal is not even worth considering. Go away, Satan. Amen. Then you will find God's wonderful arrangement In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the stronghold of our thoughts are destroyed. And in chapter 11, it is revealed that we are to love the Lord with a pure heart. This means that if you are healed from the four symptoms in your thoughts will be healthy and you will be able to love the Lord purely. Love your spouse and love your spiritual partner. For emotions to function properly, mind needs to function properly. May you be able to apply this principle in your actual marriage life, business life, and church life. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, I need to be healed from four symptoms or problems of my thoughts in order to love you with the simplicity and purely. Lord, heal the four symptoms of stubbornness, darkness, rebellion, and corruption in my thoughts. Especially Japanese are stubborn, have strong stereotypes and prejudice, and find it difficult to accept new things. If we can free ourselves from the stereotypes and prejudice that come from this stubbornness and veil, we can properly appreciate the truth of God's economy, the supply of life, building, and the church life.